8.07 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Morning, Sean and Dalton, waiting for your call. Dr. Bill with us, as well as Kane in the traffic center. I've got that issue on the... It is not that they're reporting calling it the Dolly Parton Bridge. You're not truly on the Dolly Parton Bridge till you start that extra elevation. You're on the raised bridge leading to the Dolly Parton Bridge, southbound. So for those of y'all that don't do good with the compass, if you're coming from Stockton and you're heading to Criolla, you're going southbound, kind of, on 65 there. All right, coming up this hour, a couple things I want to talk about, put up on the... Number one, the Iranians taking over this English tanker. Have you watched the video?
No, I haven't seen the video of them boarding.
I've watched the video. First of all, what a weird time we're in global politics, in realpolitik, that you've got the Iranians seizing an English tanker, of course, disputed what waters it's in, the whole nine yards. And they've got they put up a video, like somebody doing social media video, of the, I don't know, the Revolutionary Guard, command, whatever, they've got the black ski mask on, which has got to be fun in the heat there.
No, I'm sure.
They've got their commandos in the ski mask, and shows them coming out of the helicopter. They fly over. It shows one shot from some Iranian asset on the side of the tanker. Now, let me point out, they pan enough there, the Iranians doing those shots, to let me see that that's not a... doesn't look like a military craft to me. It looks like they're in a... one of them looks like a 35 Cabo, like a sports fisher. Mm-hmm. And another one, and another one's outboard. That's, you know, a sports fisher is going to be an inboard. Another one that I saw, they were rolling some Mercuries. I don't know. Hey, Mercury Marine, how about you just don't sell engines to Iran? They're running, it looks like a pair of maybe the VMAX Mercuries on the back of that boat. And then they show the tanker again. Then they cut to another that is somebody on their camera inside the helicopter with the commandos, and showing them the high-fiving or whatever, saluting. They were saluting in their black ski mask before they had the rope that was going out of the belly of the helicopter. And then you go back to another shot that has people filming from a distance, and here they come down the rope onto the deck of the ship.
Amazing. And, I mean, the things that are going on over there in the Strait of Hormuz, I mean, we are talking, like, as close to wartime activities as you can get without actual war having taken place. I was reading an article, I guess the Wall Street Journal was the only media company to have anyone on board the USS Boxer last week. The USS Boxer had, I think they said, over 2,200 Marines on board. And
that's like having one of those giant yellow jacket nests, just having 2,200 Marines aboard one ship, just ready to bump into that.
Yes, so deadly. And they were leading an American envoy that included U.S. Navy ships, and also, they were helping lead some of those tankers through the strait and keep them safe from the Iranians. But what a dramatic account from the Wall Street Journal of being on board. And they described the Marines with their sniper rifles taking up their positions there along the sides of the boat, looking for those quick... must have been the boats that you were talking about in that video.
Fast, what do they call them, the fast boats or whatever?
Yeah, the very fast Iranian boats. I think they used those when they put those explosives on the, was it the Israeli tankers just a couple weeks ago?
No, yeah.
One of the other tankers that they put those explosives on.
From Qatar. Okay.
You have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard flying around there in the Strait of Hormuz, just causing as much chaos as they can. Mm-hmm. And then you have Americans and our allies also there in the Strait, and all these tankers making their way through. But on that USS Boxer story, they didn't even realize on the USS Boxer that they had brought down an Iranian drone. It happened so far above the USS Boxer.
They said 1,000 yards out, right, is the violated space that the drone was going into.
And the Marines didn't even know that we took down a drone until the president announced it the next day. But obviously this weekend it's taken another turn with a British tanker being taken over by the Iranians. And
so do we step in back to what I was talking about when this all started? I said, this is if you wanted to go to a Wikipedia entry for proxy war, that's what's going on here. We've been in these situations. The Cold War was a proxy war. And so many times when the Cold War would get hot, it would get hot in a proxy war. And we have a situation where the Iranians have the backing of Russia, right? You've got then our allies there, like the Saudis and the Israelis to some degree. But let's think about the Saudis and those in Gulf states. And you have places like Saudi Arabia that are, like I said, I have to hold my nose to say it, but they are an ally of the United States. So when they do things to the Saudis, remember they bombed pipelines of the Saudis already. They've gone after Norwegian tankers and a couple others as well, Japanese tankers. Mm-hmm. But when we have our allies, if the Iranians don't go after a U.S. asset, because I think they know exactly what kind of response, and in a PR world, we wouldn't get as much pushback if they took an American asset. And we, by the way, a fast boat by its nature is not a well-armored boat. I'll say it that way. And we took that asset out of the water. There wouldn't be as much of a political blowback, right? Because that's a direct assault on the United States. So in this, even though you would say, President Trump doesn't care about it, President Trump plays that game quite well. He does care about it, how it's seen globally, that we are acting in the right. And that one, the Iranians wouldn't have the people going, oh, the poor Iranians. But when they attack an ally's asset, and then the allies are probably looking at us going, what are you going to do? I mean, I imagine the communications between England and Washington, you know, between London and Washington, we're busy, mm-hmm. right? What are y'all going to do? What asset? Not that the English can't take care of themselves, because they have their special operations forces are pretty top notch as well. But they're probably going to ask, you know, are y'all going to back us on this when we do this, that, and the other? So here we come to the aid of somebody. And then if we strike the Iranians, we're still in the, you can understand we'd still be in the right with our allies. But you look at, and I know, as soon as I say this, I would say the same thing as you. Who cares what the UN says? But we're going to get pilloried, you know, in the UN on this. So you got, this is a very delicate situation. The Iranians, I would argue, are showing that the sanctions are working. This acting out, that's what I call it, it's acting out by the Iranians, shows that the squeeze of the sanctions are working. President Trump talking about the sanctions and embargoes. The fact that the leadership there in Iran is acting out is showing that the squeeze is on. If everything was fine and it wasn't changing their lives, they'd still have their saber-rattling and rhetoric, but they probably wouldn't risk military engagement. Mm-hmm. But they're doing this because they're going to win if they lose. In other words, if we blow them out of the water, like we could easily do, they're going to win, maybe bringing Russia in on their side or something like that. That's what I hate about a proxy war. I mean, I hate war entirely, but proxy war, I mean, you make a deal with other countries, other nations, and you're going to support them, and they get in a situation, now you got to step in on their side.
Yeah, the reaction from whatever comes from this, it reminds me of, you know, growing up, and if you'd have some issues at school, and dad or mom would say, you know, as long as you don't throw the first punch,
right,
do what you want. If they throw a punch at you, then you're able to
react
on. In whichever way you want. Just don't be the first to throw the first punch. And it seems like that's what's going on now with Iran. But you mentioned the response from the UN if we do step in and react because this British tanker has been overtaken. I'm wondering about the reaction from the American people, because in the same way that if an American ship is seized or if they start trying to strike some of the American assets, I think the American people will be able to stomach an attack against Iran much easier than if the attack comes on behalf of the Brits or any of our other allies. So I think that's also weighing heavily on the president's mind, is what will be the reaction from the American people, especially going into this 2020 campaign.
Sure. And next thing, and it's funny, I've been thinking of this, I had it in my notes at the end of last hour, that I see the Sun, just this popped up on Drudge Report, condemned to die, Iran sentences CIA spies to death after arresting 17 as crisis with the U.S. and Britain escalates. Now, no word on the nationality of the spies. They said there are some Iranian citizens, mm-hmm. and so, I mean, at that point, you know, number one, can you believe it? Number two, what are we going to do about it? But I would say this, watch for the Iranians, because they're talking about sentencing to death, to publish this stuff.
Yeah.
To ramp up, they're going to I'm sure, do executions, and somehow that's going to be out on, you know, out online, and people are going to be able to see it, to be able to try. They're acting out. They're trying to get the U.S. to do something that we're not going to do.
And I'm not sure about the exact nationalities of these 17.
I think they said accused Iranian citizens.
Well, there are some that look as American as you can get. They've been posting pictures.
But they still could be Iranian citizens.
They could still be citizens. They've even they published a documentary on Iran State TV about these 17 CIA assets that they're calling them over there. But some family pictures they've been publishing of these people they say are spies. I know in one of the pictures you got man with a nice young family, looks like he has 3 or 4 kids, and he's wearing Nebraska Cornhuskers gear. It looks like the picture may have been taken here in America.
Okay, and that's beyond too obvious to me. I mean, sorry, my cynical nature, that the great asset there is going to be, you know, is going to be acting as American as wearing a, you know, Nebraska.
Cornhuskers.
Yeah, I just, it seems questionable to me.
You can't take Iran at their word for any of this stuff, especially right now with the heightened tensions.
All right, we'll talk about this when we get back. Also this hour, the I-10 Mobile River Bridge toll discussion makes it to the V, Bill Britt show that ran over the weekend. And it sounded like, I think it's interesting. I love when books and covers don't match. So Josh Moon, the reporter and editorialist, who's very much on the left, is the person that's actually on the show saying, this toll thing's not a good idea. And then the rest of them laughing it up about people here in South Alabama being upset by the toll. I'll let you listen to the audio coming up, and then you can make your own call on that. But it was very interesting what happened in the beginning of the show that they run on their website. I think it runs on Fox 10 on Sunday mornings at 9, I think. And they were talking about the toll as well. We'll get you that audio. And also a change.org petition out there to fire the director of ALDOT. We'll talk about that as well. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Actually, before we get back into the situation with Iran, in the list of bad choices, story this morning out of NBC News, a Venezuelan fighter jet, who knew they had enough fuel to get the jets up in the air, aggressively shadowed, even though I understand, huge oil-producing state, and failed, even with the money coming in from being an OPEC member, failed through socialism. Okay, so yes, before somebody goes, they're a big producer. I know that. I get those things. A Venezuelan fighter jet, quote, aggressively shadowed, end quote, an American reconnaissance aircraft flying over the Caribbean last week, according to military officials. The Russian-made Su-30 Flanker approached the U.S. Navy EP-3 Ares on Friday at what they call an unsafe distance. Mm. And in an unprofessional manner, I love pilot talk, while the aircraft was flying in the approved international airspace, according to the United States Southern Command. So, Venezuela. It's a bad choice.
Yeah.
They're bad choices. Putting your finger, your wet finger in an electric plug, bad choice. Shadowing American assets in international airspace and being aggressive, not a good choice.
Even if they were in a Russian jet, I imagine that,
well, they're flying Russian jets because they're the stool pigeons of the Soviets.
But even so, I don't think they could shadow an American asset for very long. It's how long America wants them to shadow.
Tolerate.
How long they tolerate it.
That's for sure. All right, so we're talking about the situation in Iran. Of course, Iran saying they've rounded up 17 American spies, CIA assets in Iran, and they're going to start executing them. And the president's on Twitter as of this morning.
Yeah, he tweeted 15 minutes ago, the report of Iran capturing CIA spies is totally false, zero truth. Just more lies and propaganda, like their shot-down drone, put out by a religious regime that is badly failing and has no idea what to do. Their economy is dead and will get much worse. Iran is a total mess.
There you go. Problem is, total mess. I don't want to get any of that mess on us. That's what I don't, you know, I want to stay away from that mess for sure. All right, 8:25, and we can talk about that throughout the hour, but I want to get into what happened on The V, the voice of Alabama politics, the show with Bill Britt. Bill's been on with us quite a few times over the years, and they were talking, of course, about the toll. I say, of course, maybe not of course, because it's a huge issue here. How big of an issue is it elsewhere? What a rollout they've got there, you know, the panel sitting there, and Josh Moon is going to be the first voice you hear. Well, he'll be the first voice addressing the toll. Bill Britt will ask a question, then Josh Moon will come in. Josh, pretty liberal guy, seems to have the only non-toll take, or hey, this is something that is not good take out of the group here. And here, let's go ahead and roll that audio. This is from the episode that ran yesterday, and you can find it online. I'll link it up on the Twitter feed here when we go into the next news break. Here it is. Big dramatic open.
This is the new Avengers?
We need that music, by the way, just for when we're doing just... Makes everything
Welcome
sound serious.
To the voice of Alabama politics, where we tackle the tough issues so you have the hard facts. I'm your host, Bill Britt.
And as always, I'm joined by the V-Team. Welcome all.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
There is a storm a-brewing off the city of Mobile. Last year, during the session, the Alabama legislature voted overwhelmingly to approve a toll bridge that would connect with I-10, that would knock down the crazy congestion.
By the way, let me point out, Bill has, and we're going to try to get him on the show today, Bill at this point is like has 50% of the facts, not 100%.
Between Mobile and getting to the coast. There was no uproar, there was no outrage, except a small puff of green smoke that came out of the ears of Jim Ziegler, who is who is always looking for some issue that will put him in the spotlight. Well, Mr. Ziegler started a Facebook page, and over time, it has grown. Now, I went back, and a year ago, the Orange County mayor and the Gulf...
By the way, where's Orange County?
I think California.
Yeah, Orange County, California. Now, Orange Beach mayor, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it? The Gulf Shores
Beach,
mayor?
Yeah, Orange Beach.
Yeah. Gulf Shores mm-hmm. mayor. All explained that back then, a year ago, the only people that were griping was a handful of people and, Josh, the people that owned the competing toll bridge who wanted the state to buy that toll bridge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now...
Oh, wait, that's not true. Okay.
Over the last week...
Seems like a good gripe for them, by the way.
Yeah. Over the last week, Bradley Byrne, everybody who's...
Roy Moore.
Everybody is now against it. It's a communist liberal plot to charge the hardworking people of Alabama a toll to cross the bridge.
Number one, this is not a liberal plot. All of those people who voted for that were conservatives. Okay, all of them. Yes. I'm against toll roads in general. All right. I mean, I don't think they have a good place. I don't think that I understand why people use tolls to kind of divert traffic into different areas and make people kind of stay off of roadways. But that doesn't really seem to be what's taking place here. I mean, it just basically seems like a money grab for somebody. They saw some congestion. They're going to put a road up. And they're going to make some money off of it. And I just feel like once we've passed a gas tax. You know, here, build the road, ease the congestion, and give people a better life. I mean...
That is such a liberal point of view, isn't it? That nobody...
Let me point out, Josh Boone making the most sense, you know?
So rare.
Okay.
He's got to pay for their stuff.
That's not what
I just don't understand why everybody's so upset about a bridge you don't have to take. You don't have to take it.
You don't have to take the causeway. These roads.
That would be, if you want to send the email, Charlie Walker, part of the V-Team. She doesn't understand why people are upset about it. You take the free route, the causeway, which she says only take you 40 extra minutes.
Just 40.
In through the nose, out through the mouth, Sullivan. Calm down.
It's going to add 40 minutes onto your drive. So what? It's free.
40.
So what? So what? It's free. So that's what they're talking about out of Montgomery when they're talking about the toll. Thank you, Josh Moon, for making some sense out there.
We're just a bunch of dummies down here, right?
Just take. It's just that easy. It's just that easy. Take that. Charlie Walker, have you ever tried to get on government when people are getting off of I-10 eastbound and tried to make it through the Bankhead Tunnel? You ever tried that? All right, be right back.
Thank you, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Right now, we head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Happy Monday morning, Dalton.
Hey, happy Monday, Mitch. I want to talk trucks this morning. Right now, some of the best deals you will ever find, and only at the lot at McConnell Automotive. Tell us, what's going on, Mitch?
Well, Dalton, a lot of people are skipping over the Chevy and the Ford and the Dodge. I mean, just because of the six-function tailgate that the GMC has. You know, nobody else has it, but... You know, people don't think they can maybe get that truck as cheap as they can as some of those others. And right now at McConnell, they really can. So you don't have to pay any extra money to get the coolest truck with the coolest tailgate. And the example we talked about off air is one of my favorites, man, which is we have 20% off the SLE version of the truck. And, you know, one of the other things that I love to talk about is supplier pricing on the AT4, which is the bad boy version, you know, the one that's lifted with the red tow hooks and all the other features, the monochrome bumpers and all that stuff. So people, man, all they got to do, Dalton, is kind of move fast because these deals are going to go away. And the other part of it is we got the best selection anywhere on the Gulf Coast, and our website is the easiest place to shop. And as you know from us talking for years now, we are probably the lowest pressure, easiest place to shop anywhere for a vehicle. And people, you know, if you see a price on our website, we're actually going to honor it and make it real simple. And people can go to McConnellAutomotive.com and check it out. And I just hope everybody at least drives this new Sierra before they buy any other truck.
That's some good stuff, Mitch. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a great day, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Check him out online, McConnellAutomotive.com, or go see him in person at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, 838 FM Talk 106.5, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. I want to just get a little bit more of this from the V, that the voice of Alabama politics, Bill Britt Show, with his V team. Bill and his wife, Susan, have been in here before with us, Josh Boone on there, and Charlie, who... Just go back to her audio here.
And they're headquartered in Montgomery,
Montgomery,
right?
Okay. Right? And they're talking about the bridge, and they're just, it's just, it's inaccurate. And, okay, to say nobody was talking, now I get what they're trying to intimate here in this next portion is that the only reason that people are stepping up and opposing the toll bridge is it's a Republican primary going on, and it's good politics. I kind of agree with them there. There's a lot of new people that are being vocal about opposing the bridge because it's good politics. I get that. But to say people here weren't talking about it is an affront to this radio station and all of us in this audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been talking about this for years. And as of January, when we had the folks from ALDOT on and found out that, yes, the toll would apply to both the Wallace Tunnel and the bridge in January, not during sweeps weeks in May. Hey, y'all quiet down there. Just doing a radio show out in the lobby. You know, not during sweeps week in May, in January. We were talking about it on the show. Y'all were talking about it with me. So to say that this is some kind of thing that's brand new and nobody had anything to say about it, tease me off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go back to the CUD.
But he's so upset about a bridge, you don't have to take. You don't have to take it.
You don't have to take any of these roads.
It's going to add 40 minutes onto your drive. So what? It's free.
40 minutes?
Charlie Walker, by the way, I need her email so everybody can send her email when you're sitting in traffic.
You want
if you take the causeway, yeah, it can take it 2 hours to your drive.
Yeah.
Good for you,
complain,
Bill Britt.
Don't complain like you don't have a choice.
What's different here?
Like you don't have a choice.
Don't complain. You got plenty of options. You can take the causeway. That's just another hour and a half. Or you can take Cochran Africatown Bridge. That's just another hour and a half. What are we complaining about down here?
Different here. What's different here than last year? This is an election year.
Yeah.
There's money floating around.
And I like how nobody was saying a word about it until certain members of the media started reaching out asking about it.
Nobody was saying anything about it. Okay, thank you.
Nobody cared. Nobody.
None of y'all cared.
Had any comments.
Are you making money off of this?
Good for you, Josh.
And I think you got to get...
For years,
Jim Ziegler was the only person that was going after the toll road.
Jim Ziegler is the troll under the bridge. Solve a riddle to get across.
Wait a minute.
All right, so a little bit of the interchange there. And listen, if they want to yuck it up, that's fine. Like, people having fun. But get the facts somewhat straight. Now, maybe in Montgomery, maybe in Points North, they agreed. But don't say what we're not talking about down here if you don't know.
Yeah, and getting the facts right, I mean, it's easy to take shots at Jim Ziegler. I mean, yes. They aren't the first in the state to take shots at Jim Ziegler. But to say he's been on top of this for over a year, again, we didn't realize about the tolls until January. And Jim Ziegler has led the charge. He's been the most vocal, put that page together on Facebook, Stop the Bayway Toll. So his name has been in the center of all this.
Right, and Bradley Byrne said there would be tolls from the things he had seen when I talked a year ago.
But to act like the only reason this is a big deal is because of the upcoming Republican primary is also ridiculous. I think the candidates are speaking out about it now because they see that we're raising such a fuss down here in South Alabama. But that's not the entire reason this is in the news right now.
What they said about political expediency in it, and there are some candidates that are new to the party. The fact that Roy Moore's talking about the toll that he opposes, hey, come on, he just woke up to that. There's people politically are going, oh, that's a good plank of a platform. that part of what they're saying is true. But to say that we're not talking about it and nobody was concerned down here with it, and this is new thing that's only being, that is AstroTurf and not grassroots, that is being ramped up because people are following the lead of what politicians are saying, they're a bunch of fools.
Yeah.
Lisa's Charlie Walker, she's a fool. Let's go to the phones. Fireball, Mobile, next. It's you, Fireball.
Hey, Fireball.
Hey, guys, y'all, Kelly, and them hard heads, y'all doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Fireball.
Now, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. I heard somewhere that there was a company that's going to build a bridge is not even from the United States.
Ed, there's one of the suitors was this Australian company, I think. I have to do all the, but these are going to be conglomerations of hedge fund money, building company. There's going to be like multiple platforms, but yeah, some of them aren't American. The biggest one here that does these kind of projects globally is, I think they're out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And now, are they going to own the bridge, or the people in the United States?
Now, I think we, I think we end up, and I'll have to double check. I think we end up owning it, but it's basically like they have the lien, they have the mortgage on it for 55 years.
Right, okay. All right, well, man, my age just showed up on me. My next train of thought just went out the window.
Well, listen,
he heard that 55-year term.
Is there another, on I-10, Interstate 10, is there another toll anywhere from the West Coast to the East Coast on Interstate 10?
I don't have that. And for, I know that there are other tolled interstate sections, but I don't know about I-10. We'll have to dig into that. I do not have an answer. I do not know.
Well, I asked a truck driver that's over the road. I drive a triaxle dump truck, but I asked, and he told me that Interstate 10, there's not a toll anywhere from California to Florida.
Okay. Well, that's probably good information. It's been long time since I've made the Mobile to L.A. drive. I used to do that about once every 2 years, but I have not done it in two decades. So we'll look at that. But once again, they're going to say, well, you know, they don't have a project of this scope or something like that. They're going to have a reasoning for it, you know?
That's right. Let me tell y'all one more time. Two things one more time. Number one, y'all doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And number two, Roll Tide. Have a good day.
There we go. Jot those notes down.
You know, just looking at a list.
I enjoy that Fireball. Now, Dalton, being a Tennessee Vols fan. And
pot shots already. Football season hadn't even started. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page, toll roads in the United States. If you do a search of I-10, there are quite a few tolls now on I-10, at least one out in L.A. and a few through Texas.
Yeah, but are they, I think what Fireball's talking about, are they
on the actual interstate?
Right. Like, I'm not, the way my mind works, if you have the main road, and this is, you know, they say they got to toll the Wallace Tunnel too to be able to pay for the bridge and the expansion of the Bayway and all the other things. If you give me a regular route, here's the regular interstate route, and then next to it is a tolled option you can choose to take, that doesn't bother me because you have the liberty to make that decision. I talk about it all the time. Florida, I choose, and people talk about toll by plate, but the Florida Turnpike still pay you money at the little booth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we head to South Florida, at least, you know, once a year or so, we're making that drive down the family. I choose to get on the Turnpike, knowing it's going to cost me like $16-17 by the time we get off there in Dade County. But I make that choice. I could go take 95. It's still a regular route and interstate. I could take it for free. I do make a choice in that case to drive that one because I know what it means. You know, you got family in the car, a couple extra hours is a big deal to get there. But that way I have an option to make a choice. Right, go back to the phones and my buddy Walt in Somerdale. Hey, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Hey, doing great.
I'm still here.
Well, we haven't washed away yet. Listen, this show, the V or whatever it is you're calling it, I have clicked on that thing a couple times on a Sunday morning and watched about 2 minutes of it because it's been the biggest joke. But what that was Sunday was an example of how Montgomery and Birmingham treats Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yep.
We are the redheaded stepchildren of the family until it comes to tax time, and they want all the revenue that comes from these two towns, or two counties rather, the two largest growing counties in the whole state.
They want that 6%. They need that 6%. I mean, the whole basis, I go back to this, the whole basis of the state of Alabama's lawsuit against BP was the amount of sales tax revenue the state did not see during the downturn from the oil spill. Let me point out, the oil spill did not affect directly, now you can get in the metro, but did not affect directly some county in North Alabama. It affected Mobile and Baldwin counties. By the argument of the state that it made to get the money from BP, it made our case here on the coast, and then they completely railroaded us in session on that.
Correct. 100%. Y'all have a great day. Keep up the good work.
Thank you all. Appreciate that. Leaves the line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll come back, grab a couple more calls here on this, but I'll get a chance here. I'll put that link up. You can go watch how they see our toll issue up in Montgomery. At least, not everybody. Those people. And really not even, okay, half of those people. Because Josh Moon, the liberal editorialist and reporter, who's actually a pretty sharp guy, made the best argument against a toll out of the whole group. That's the phone number and the text line. Go ahead and put that in your contacts on the phone there. Just FM Talk 106.5 or however you want, radio station, the radio station, locally owned radio station, leading the entire market in organically grown content. What do we? How many hours a week now?
30, a bunch of hours.
30-something hours a week of locally grown, local vore. If you want a, if a local vore for your ears, that's what we do.
And by the way, even over the weekend, tons of locally produced content. If you missed some of our outdoor shows this weekend, just click on over to fmtalk1065.com. Click the sports and outdoors page. You can hear Sean live from the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo.
It was fun. We did a two-hour outdoor show live from the rodeo site, and I got a lot of different folks to come in and talk. I dig that.
That's awesome. And then yesterday morning, Bill Finch, Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast.
He's got some sports report.
Prep sports report. Also, Randy Bergen's Southern Fairways, which wrapped up yesterday after the Open had ended. So all kinds of great content.
Sip and Chew, obviously, we're in some. I come in and look at the text. If I don't, usually, yesterday I was fishing at that time. Usually I'm listening on the radio, but yesterday I was fishing, and I could just guess that it was a robust Sip and Chew show because I look at the text line, what the arguments were going on, you know, as people texted it. I'm snooping on you, Mike and Stu. I'm snooping on you.
And want to eat whatever they have in here on those shows. But yeah, you can check it all out, fmtalk1065.com.
All right, to the phones. We'll get to the text in a second. John is in Mobile. He's first up. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Maybe this bridge thing might be just what we need to kick off the campaign for the 51st state. Because it's obvious by that show and the guy that called in earlier, those people are full whack jobs sitting on that.
Well, I'll say that Charlie Walker, she is, and at least I'll say, and Bill Britt said, hey, it's not 40 minutes, it could be 2 hours. And Josh Moon, like I like to point out, I love it when books don't match covers, and Josh Moon did the best defense of what we're arguing about down here. He's saying, hey, you just pass the gas tax, you do these things, this is what you're supposed to do with the money, build these things. So Josh Moon was taking the right tact on it, and Charlie Walker was acting like this was...
That just showed, that little clip that you played just showed exactly what the rest of the state thinks about Mobile and Baldwin County, like the guy showed up, said earlier.
Yeah.
The only time they have any interest is, you know, when the BP oil spill, so they sucked the money out of here. Whenever they found gas in Mobile Bay, oh my gosh, we got to get down there and take care of Mobile.
Yep.
I mean, it would be very easy to make it the Gulf of California state docks.
Funny. Appreciate it, John. Yeah, from the text line, similar tactic. I didn't know this quote, but this is a beautiful quote. If this is true, this is unnamed texter, please. If this is good. Bob Riley always said, there is Alabama and then there is Mobile. Okay, we got it. Can you Google that quote for me? We find out if that's real, and I know some people that worked with the Riley administration. Can we find out if Bob Riley said that? Because that's a T-shirt. Maybe my friends over at the Nutria Rodeo can do that T-shirt. By the way, they've got a Nutria Rodeo. If you go, just Google them, go to their website. They're on Instagram. Local folks making very cool T-shirts. I was wearing my Take the Causeway T-shirt this weekend and around the rodeo site. That T-shirt is a hot seller right now, obviously, with everything going on. Maybe we'll have Take the Causeway. It only takes an extra 40 minutes. We'll put a slug line under it. But Nutria Rodeo Trading Company, really smart guys. But yes, how about a T-shirt that says, as Bob Riley always said, there is Alabama and then there is Mobile. I like that. That might be my, if that's a real quote, that may be my new Twitter handle. That might be my slug line on my Twitter handle.
That's a great quote. I'll have to find if Bob Riley, when and if he said those exact words. It's just, it's really interesting the tact that the rest of the state takes whenever Mobile is involved in state political news. It's just, I mean, callers have said it and you've said it this hour, when they want the money that we bring in through our ports, when they want the Mobile and Baldwin County tourism dollars and fishing money, well, they're never afraid to reach in and take that for the rest of the state's coffers. But we have a big political issue down here, and all of a sudden they're talking about the backwards Mobile people who are complaining about a bridge that the state is going to bless us with this bridge that we're going to have to pay $6 each way. It's a pretty big double standard. You would expect them to at least stick up for Mobile every now and then, but I guess they don't.
And I'm with you. I'm looking at text now. Now I'm looking at my personal phone, too, stacked up with text on it after hearing Charlie Walker on the V. What a disconnect. Mm. What an absolute disconnect. If you'd be on that show and you would say, I know the feeling the people I've talked to up here is it's not a big deal or they haven't been talking about it. Okay, defensible. To say, people down there weren't talking about it. Really? Really? Really?
Just a little research.
Really. Try to get some of those players on the Midday Show today and bounce that around. Also, State Senator Chris Elliott will join us to talk more about this. And it's all on the way at noon today for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next.